And Friday means live music here in Studio S from WKAR's Current State. Monty Pride is our special guest here today. He's accompanied on cello by Benji Jung. Let's hear a track called Reasons.
Why did music play on Friday? And why have I yet to make sense of why you were here and I was still back there, still blurry and sadly content? I've got a million reasons and I don't know half of them. The way you were better left in a dream catcher somewhere, subconscious blank stare, flying circles around my head. But this firefly's fleeting, it's lit and it's longing to be at peace again. Just don't stop your rambling, your loving and your traveling, your heart. Sleep deprivation in the heat of the day drove me straight to the lake. Well, I wanna be back there, I wanna be somewhere and stop distraction from taking its place. See if the moon is willing and those stars understand. You can still hear me, I'll take the chance to be near you, to ride you, to see you, to stare into your eyes all day. I've got a million reasons and I believe half of them I'm finding the words that I left in knowing without saying, and intuition's gold day ingrained in the life that you've led. See, I'm running with affliction, engulfed in affection, and I'm sorting out these things that I've said. Just don't stop your rambling, your loving and your traveling, keep this close in market. Well, it might drive me crazy, it might leave me aching, asking the same questions again. But with countless reasons and the time we're allotted, there's nothing left to expect. I've got a million reasons and I don't know half of them. I'm finding the words that I left. Just don't stop your rambling, your loving and your traveling, your heart can't be kept.
Monty Pride performing Reasons, Benji Jung on cello there here on Current State's Live Music Friday, part of a new CD from Monty Pride. you're coming off a pretty hot performance, I guess. You sold out the Robin Theater to release your CD. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. I'm so grateful for everyone's support and everything.
A lot of energy in the room that night?
There was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful night.
That's fantastic. We'll point out that Monty plays next at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing, starting at 8 p.m. on Sunday night. Hawthorne Morning Sound. You grew up on Hawthorne Street in Okemos, is that right?
I did, yep.
Hence the title. Is there a thematic unity to the songs on this CD? Is that something you take into consideration, or is it just a collection of related songs?
There's definitely a theme through the album. It's really focused on nostalgia and just, sentiment of home, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote most of the album at home when I was staying there this past summer, back in my childhood home, and just being in that space and writing there, it really brought back a lot of memories. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
There's a real confessional quality to your songs. I take it they're drawn from real life situations, or do you ever in your songwriting just fantasize? Do you ever just create imaginary characters you've never met before?
I try to stay honest in the songs. It can be fun, and I have written just kind of made up a few things. The Gypsy Dance is one of those songs on the album, but for the most part, yeah, they're based off experience. And it was kind of interesting. I'd listened to the song so many times and played them through the recording process. I'd kind of lost track of what they meant to me and what I was actually saying and writing about.
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah, sure.
And it kind of hit me the day after the show. I'm glad it didn't hit me during the show, because that might not have been the best. They're definitely super.
That wouldn't have been good.
No. They're super personal.
No, that's an interesting point that you make, though. I mean, I think even those of us who don't perform music, you find yourself just saying words after a while. You say, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything anymore, but they do. They do, but you forget about the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to that. You're currently a third-year student in MSU's Community Sustainability Program. What kinds of things do you study in that?
Mainly just a lot of things about natural systems and how they relate to human activity, I guess. And basically just trying to, the main goal, I guess, is to attempt to save the planet if we can from just everything that we're doing to harm it, I guess.
Will you try to make music a full-time endeavor at some point once you're out of school, or do you intend to keep it as a sidelight?
No, I definitely plan to try to do it full-time once I complete the program. So,
Benji Jung, tell us about yourself. How'd you become a cello player? When did that start?
I became a cellist when I wanted to be an opera singer when I was young, but when my voice changed, I started playing another instrument to keep up good sounds, and really took off and studied. I started playing when I was 11 and began competing throughout high school and moved to Memphis to study with a wonderful cellist down there.
Mm. How did you two connect?
We actually met at the Broad Art Museum. I was performing there for their new and student performance series. And Benji was just in the coffee shop area, and you heard me. And then we just met from there, and we kind of lost track of each other and didn't talk for maybe 6 months. And then I found out he played cello while I was recording the album, so I reached out. Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out he took a risk on whether or not I was good. He'd never heard me before. I just showed up and started playing.
Well, you compliment the sound really well. I mean, it's a rich emotional kind of sound a cello can have, to be sure. I feel funny asking a 20-year-old about some of his early influences, but it's still pretty early in your life. But tell us about some of your influences. We'll leave the early out of it.
Yeah. For guitar playing, I'm really inspired by the tallest man on earth, Christian Mattsson. He's a Swedish folk singer who writes in English. he's by far my biggest inspiration.
Tallest man on earth?
Yeah, yep.
That's a band or that's a
It's just an artist.
That's
he
a,
tours
a guy.
With a band.
Oh.
Just a guy, yeah.
Okay.
It's his moniker. But also Simon and Garfunkel became a big influence on this album. And I think some of that vintage sound and just that vibe kind of came through in the recordings. And I didn't necessarily intend for that, but I'm glad it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Simon Garfunkel, you know, obviously, you know, Bob Dylan and Townes Van Zandt, all those classic songwriters, they've inspired me, yeah.
Benji, what do you try to add to Monty's songs? Or do you collaborate on songwriting? Let me ask you that.
I don't collaborate on the writing. As far as words go, those are all him. But for music, you know, he'll just show up at my apartment or something and show me what he has, and I'll listen to it, and then I'll sort of play a little bit. But honestly, it's not as... There's a really open quality to his music that's really easy to fit within, and also his relationship with the music itself is very it's very clear and honest. And I feel like I'm not really adding anything so much as I'm sort of helping him to explain what he's trying to communicate.
Okay. Monty Pride is our Live Music Friday guest. You just heard from his cellist, Benji Jung. Monty's a singer-songwriter out of Okemos, and again, he'll be performing at the Avenue Cafe this Sunday evening starting at 8 p.m. Songs from his new CD called Hawthorne Morning Sound. A recent story on you in the Lansing City Pulse starts off with the story from when you were just 5 years old and you were attending a Mystic Shake show in town. And I've seen Mystic Shake, Ben Hassinger and company, and Dick Rosemont, and you requested a song from an album of theirs, and they played it, and now Mystic Shake guitarist Ben Hassinger opened your show at the Robin Theater. Do we have that right?
He did, yep. Yeah, it was it was a super special performance. I was so grateful that they were willing to play. You know, Ben's always growing up and, like, learning how to play music and just playing around town. He's always been like a mentor, kind of, and like a musical uncle. I think that's the language they used in the press and stuff. But I totally agree with it. It's just he's always been an amazing influence. The whole band, really, Mystic Shake, is what really got me into music. Like, they were my first concerts I went to. They were my first band I like followed and enjoyed listening to. And yeah, they inspired me to pick up a guitar in the first place. So,
is Monty Pride your real name?
It is, yeah. I get that quite a bit. But yeah, my full name's Monty Aaron Pride II. Some people know me by Aaron, just because I've went by my middle name for part of my life. But yeah, it's
the real thing.
It is.
What do you like about playing with a cellist in particular? I mean, have you considered a larger band, playing with a larger band, or your songs are awfully intimate. They're acoustic driven, obviously. Have you ever played in front of a bigger ensemble?
Yeah, I have. I've played with kind of a small full band with a drummer and a piano player before, but in doing that, it's that offers something really unique. But I've found, like you said, they are really intimate, personal songs, and I think the cello, the duo, like aspect, it just adds exactly what the songs need. Just like you said, some depth, and just the combination with an acoustic guitar. There's something really
it's
special
pretty rich.
About it.
No, I totally agree. I think a lot of people would agree with you.
And Benji's playing is just amazing too. And improvisation is just incredible. So,
do you feel like you're still both growing as players, as a guitar player? Do you, Monty? Do you feel like you're still getting better?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's always room for improvement. I'm still working at it. Definitely.
Benji, what about you?
It's a mixed question. I think on the one hand, I'm not growing as much technically as I have in the past, simply because I'm not a full-time music student anymore, and I'm not competing, you know, at the level that I had decided to classically. But I'm growing as a musician, and I'm growing with my understanding of the cello at a very different and more, I think, abstract and personal level. That's really helping me to, you know, make better music, which I guess would say that I am growing.
And you're from Zealand originally. You studied in Memphis. in the past, correct?
Well, I studied, growing up, I studied in Chicago and in Grand Rapids and Zealand, Kalamazoo, but I went to university in Memphis and studied with a Brazilian cellist named Leonardo Garcia.
Very good. Well, it's been very special to have both of you here today. Monty Pride has been our Live Music Friday guest, along with cellist Benji Jung. See Monty and Benji Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Avenue Cafe. His new album, Hawthorne Morning Sound, can be found on Bandcamp and on iTunes along with At His Show. Monty Pride, Benji Jung, play us out here on Current State. We hope everybody has a great weekend.
I can feel the dark of the downstairs as heat lightning sparks the sky. With your eyes bright like accordions, dilating in tonight. My mug was half full of Maxwell in the morning, so I wouldn't spill on the drive. And I'm sure you can read my mind, dear, on a wavelength ride, a wavelength ride with sounds your house makes as it's aching past midnight. And I've memorized the